And we're back with Lori Morgan Ferraro of RedHotCopy.com. Now, Lori is an amazing ad copy guru who has written ad copy for some of the best information marketers in the world, including Mark Victor Hansen, Les Brown, Sean Phillips, and many, many others. Now, in this half hour, we're going to learn some of the secrets to writing ad copy. And, of course, welcome back, Lori. We were talking in the last half hour about how important ad copy is, but not everybody listening is trying to start a new career. So tell me, let's say you're a dentist or a chiropractor or an entrepreneur. Is it really that important to learn the basics of writing ad copy?
I think so. Yeah. I really do, especially if you're an entrepreneur and you're in control of your business. That's a pretty critical part of your business, is how you're connecting to your target market. So, I think everybody should. And here's another thing, too. Even if you hire a copywriter, that's cool. But if you don't understand what you're getting back, if you don't understand the principles of it, you can't make a good evaluation whether or not you have copy that's going to work.
Right.
And then you've wasted your investment. So you should have a working knowledge of copywriting at the very least. I believe that what separates the most successful marketers from the just lukewarm successful marketers are the ones who know how to write their own copy. They get an idea and poof, you know, they're sitting down and writing it, and the next thing you know, they're distributing it to their target market and they're making money. So
right.
You don't have to wait for anybody else.
And you can't do multivariable testing unless you know what to test.
Well, yeah, that's right. You cannot.
All right. Well, what are some of your insider techniques?
Well, one of them is definitely this: don't underestimate the one that we've already touched on with the story, because it's one of the things that I happen to be able to do really well, and it's one of the things I teach really well, is how to get your own story of your business out into the sales copy so it separates you from the rest of your competition. Like, if you're selling dog grooming, there's, 10,000 other people selling dog grooming, too, so what makes you different?
Right, and please, everybody, please be unique. If I hear one more high school, college dropout who's lived in an apartment and making $25 million a year 10 years later, I am going to flip out.
I agree.
How many people have we heard that from now? I mean,
I know.
Everyone's copying Corey Rudel or whoever these other guys were out 10 years ago. So.
It's so true. I agree. And there's also something to be said for modeling that kind of copy. That's great. Model it. But make it awesome. Make it yours. Put your story on there. I'm sure it's interesting, and it's what makes you different. So that's really is a huge, huge factor. Is knowing how to tell your story, like you said, kind of refining it and getting it to the 30-second elevator speech, but just getting it down pat. Like when I started copywriting, I told you I wanted to be an actress. I went to journalism school. As soon as I graduated journalism school, I like hightailed it to California to be an actress. And that didn't work out so well because it turns out I'm not that good. But it's also a tough business. And so I ended up getting married, which was wonderful, and had two great kids. And I got to stay home with them and raise them. So I didn't really have to worry about a job. I was mom. It was wonderful. And then I got divorced. And my kids were still young, right?
Yeah.
So that means, hello, got to get a job. I'm going to not be around my kids as much. I'm not going to have as much money, as much energy. It was a very, very horrible time of my life, frankly. But I got a job as a secretary in a marketing firm. And they certainly didn't want to hear any of my ideas about marketing. I didn't really know a whole lot about marketing then either, by the way. But at any rate, what happened, one of my kids, my oldest kid, has a learning disability. He's got ADD, ADHD, we don't really know. He's always been kind of difficult and very needy. And if he hears this, he's going to kill me because he's a teenager now. But it's true. And
podcasting live on Nokia.
And he needed his mom. They both needed me. They're both boys, so they both needed me. And do you remember the Columbine thing? You're in Colorado, weren't you?
No, it's also Oklahoma, but yes, I do vividly remember that.
Yeah, it was horrific. So I was working when this happened at this marketing firm.
And you're in Colorado.
No, I'm in California.
Okay.
Just because we met in Colorado, you and I. That's why I thought for some reason you were there. But at any rate, I'm like, my kid is going to be one of those kids if I don't figure out a way to be home with him.
Wow.
And so I know I was very determined, and that was the turning point of my career to be, you know, sort of red hot copy, although I didn't know I was going to be red hot copy. It was just, I was determined at that stage. And so I ended up quitting my job, starting a freelance business, freelance writing business, and then a copywriting client found me, and that's when I fell in love with copywriting. So then from there, it snowballed into me just being obsessed with being the best and being really good at it. But so anyway, that's my story. It's probably a little bit longer than
that's great. And we're talking about insider techniques to get started. So how do you, let's say you got a project, how do you sit down and make it happen?
Oh, goodness. All right. I wish I had a diagram I could show you. I use those in my trainings, but you can't just sit down and just write all your sales letter all at once, okay? It's going to take, assuming it's a sales letter, it could be anything, but that's what my specialty is the long copy sales letters.
Sure.
So if the first thing I do is to sit down and write a list of the features and benefits. So what are the features is like sort of the adjective of the product, like if you have a pen that you want to sell and it's red, then the feature would be that it's red. And the benefit would be that you can write down your million-dollar ideas with this pen. So the benefit is the emotional component. So I actually sit down. I use a timer. I'm a big timer girl. So I time myself for 30-minute chunks, and I will write down as many features and benefits, and every feature should have a corresponding benefit, by the way, even if it's a stretch. It's a good exercise to match those up. So that's the first thing I do. And then those features and benefits start to become bullets.
Well, it's funny because, I'm sorry to interrupt, but that is the test I use when I hire salespeople. Sell me a pen.
Oh, that is funny. That is funny.
And then I got to come up with features and benefits in order to sell me that pen. So it's a pretty that's pretty interesting.
Right.
So you brought that up. Okay.
Is.
So go. So we have the benefits.
So we have the features and benefits, and benefits are way more important than features. Although in software and things, you know, tactile things, of course, it's important to have the features. But just know that the benefits, the emotional component, what is in it for me is what's going to sell this, whether it's a service or a product, always. It's really knowing how much better you are going to make your client's life or your customer's life. So that's what I do to begin with, features, benefits, and then they become bullets, which is a list of features and benefits, more or less. And those are a lot more complicated to get into, like how to create them on the call. But
sure.
But just know that that's the
next step.
Building blocks for your bullets is the features and benefits. And then a lot of times I will have, if I'm writing for a client or if I'm teaching someone else how to write for themselves, I'll have them tell their story, like how they got into business. Like I was telling you how I got into copywriting. What changed in my life, the before and the after. And I'll have them tell their story. And that kind of gets people out of writer's block, too, because they know their story. And they don't have to worry about getting it wrong. You can't.
Well, you know, that's very interesting. Have you expanded on that anywhere to go another directions? Because,
like what?
Well, my thing is analogies. I started creating analogies in sales letters, where I compared pay-per-click marketing to foreign oil, and where you need your website needs fuel, which is traffic, and it's very, very important that you have a constant steady stream of fuel. And there's so many people who are buying pay-per-click that is becoming, you know, they become dependent on foreign oil. And the alternative oil is all of the press releases and articles and content and natural links and all this other stuff that's, you know, basically an investment instead of being an advertisement, which is gone. And that has become one of my best sales letters, is comparing pay-per-click marketing to foreign oil.
That's so smart, Tony. It really, I love that. And metaphors are great in copy. And cliches are great in copy too, believe it or not.
Because people really do feel, when you're buying pay-per-click marketing, I know you don't do this, but when you're buying pay-per-click marketing, in 1 month you're spending $1,800. The next month you're spending $1,890. The next month you're spending $1,950. The next month you're spending $2,100.
Right.
And to get the same exact results that you did at $1,800, you start feeling dependent on that stuff. And you feel trapped. And it's just like whenever the price of gas goes from, you know, $2.09 to $2.79, you feel trapped. And so coming up with this analogy was just it was great. So you're free to use it for whatever you want to as well.
Well, thank you. I will. I appreciate that. And what it creates a visual connection with the reader.
Yeah, because everybody buys gas.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly. So metaphors are fantastic. They really, really work. And like I said, cliches too, even though they're cliches, they work because it's a frame of reference that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the most famous guy in the history of the planet used analogies.
Jesus?
Yes.
Yes, he did.
All day long.
He sure did.
That's how he taught.
It worked pretty well. He's got good marketing.
That was his copywriting.
he was
selling himself. But, okay, so what's the most important thing that you've learned being self-taught that you can teach about copywriting?
Well, you know, when I was learning, it wasn't available, but now I would get a mentor, I swear.
Absolutely.
If somebody can show you a shortcut to doing stuff, why break your neck trying to figure it all out yourself? And that's what I did, but I didn't really have an option because this was in the early 2000s and the internet was just kind of, you know, cranking up. And
you didn't have $50,000 for Dan Kennedy?
Yeah, I didn't have that. I don't know why. And yeah, exactly. But there are...
He charged so much money.
I know. Plus royalties. I think it's 80 now.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It is. And he gets it. That's because it keeps, you know, his copy works.
Like I said, I remember stories from 10 years ago and he wrote them. You know, it was just incredible.
Yeah.
So.
And you can still keep using it over and over again. It doesn't go bad. That's what's good.
Well, and that's another thing. Okay. I know I probably got you off the question, but I just want to say, since you mentioned that, copywriting is an investment. Anytime you do anything, whether it be an online press release, articles, and all this other stuff, because, you know, Zeal does this as a service to people. You know, we're trying to get people off the pay-per-click and get them into actually marketing and using online publicity and stuff like that. All this written stuff stays out there for years and years and years, and it links back to you. So that's the thing. So the most important thing you've learned that can be taught about copywriting, and obviously you didn't have Dan Kennedy, so what was it?
No, I didn't. Well, it was if I could go back in time, and where people are today, they have the access to getting mentors. I would get a mentor. I mean, you don't have to hire Dan. I don't think you can hire Dan, actually, for that. But there are plenty of people who can show you the way to do it, the way to do copywriting. You can go to my site at redhotcopy.com. You can go to John Carlton's, Gary Halbert, you know, Dan Kennedy. They're, it doesn't matter where you get it.
Well, we're here to talk about you, Lori.
Well, we're here to talk about me. Yes, exactly.
So you can go to redhotcopy.com, which we will be linking to from resultsradioshow.com. And so what's the typical, like, how does somebody get started with you? Do they read an ebook, or they call you, or is there a mentorship program, or do you send them through materials, or how does it work?
Well, I have all of that, except you can't call me. It's a distraction. There is a number that you can leave a message and my assistants will get back. But basically, I have an e-zine that I'm really proud of. I put out every week, and I have I have different levels of mentorship programs at my site at Red Hot Copy. The Sterling one is the most affordable, where you get a newsletter and a teleseminar with me. And I'm really passionate about teaching people how to do this because it makes you money.
And you have live events, right? That's mentorship.
And I do. I have live events. I'm actually going to have my next one in October called The She Factor. The sales letter's not up yet, but it's about marketing to women because I realized, hello, I'm like the top female copywriter in our industry. So I know a lot about marketing to women. I haven't really packaged that as a as an angle with my materials. And so this is kind of funny. Like, I'm telling on myself here, but my techniques work for men and women, frankly. Mm-hmm. But because I'm all about building a relationship and connecting with your target market, being very conversational, building rapport, that's like female stuff. So women identify with me more.
Well, and you're focusing on in on a niche, which is very brilliant, you know.
Yeah, thank you. But that's it works for men too.
And it works with your story. I mean, how else can people make $25,000 in, you know, a month or so or whoever in working at home?
Yes, exactly. I mean, I get to pick my kids up from rehearsal or whatever they're doing or drive them all over the place, and it's not a big deal. I don't have to ask for time off.
Well, I love writing. I never was that good at English, but I've always been great at communication. And
right, that's the key, isn't it?
Yes.
Yay, that's exactly right.
And because people, you know, want to read the way you speak to them.
They,
you know, in most cases. Now, some of them are a little bit, you know, obviously you have to walk a fine line there. But in most cases, people will be understanding of your English, and only your real big English majors will have problems with it. So
exactly.
Okay, well, so we can find you at redhotcopy.com, or do you have a phone number you want to give out or anything like that?
Sure, 877-293-8311, and that goes right to our main company, and my assistant will be the one who will pick it up and let me know what's going on, but you can absolutely reach me that way. It's also a fax machine if you want to fax me.
So 877-293-8311, and I think your assistant's name is Connie?
Kathy,
that's close. See, that's me. I remember the first letter of the word.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, all right. Well, and then, so 877-293-8311. And, of course, redhotcopy.com is the best way. They got to sign up for your newsletter. Absolutely. Yep. You have to sign up for your newsletter because that's where it's all at. So
It keeps you informed.
You can find out about all the live events and all the products and services or whatever it might be right there.
Exactly.
So, all right. Well, any closing thoughts?
Yes. Actually, whether you learn it from me or you learn it from anybody else, you really, really need to have a clear understanding of how copy works in your marketing if you're working for yourself, if you're an entrepreneur. And so just get it done.
Get it done, exactly. Get the Copywriter's Declaration of Independence done. I want to write the foreword.
All right, excellent.
Because, you know, I think that would be a really cool media thing to do. So as far as getting attention for yourself and your business to play off of that. So
it absolutely would. You're right.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show today, and we will be in touch later.
All right. Thanks, Tony.
All right.
Take care.
Thank you.